Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, my name is Arman and I'm here at Talent Express Sarajevo, and with me today is Ermin Bravo, the actor. So, hello Ermin.
Hello and thank you for your invitation.
So, I had a chance to see the opening competition movie, The Grain. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
It's a film that we shot 3 years ago almost now, and it's a co-production. It's a Turkish director and Turkish production, but also I think France, United States, and Germany. It's directed by Semih Kaplanoglu, which is famous Turkish director who won Berlin Golden Bear a few years ago for his film Honey. It's a, I'd say, science fiction, spiritual, scientific, ecological film. It's shot in black and white, beautifully shot by Giles Nutkins. With international cast in it. So there's Jean-Marc Barr, actor from France and United States, and Cristina Flutur, Romanian actress, and Grigori Dobrigin from Russia, and me from Bosnia.
So that was actually really interesting for me to see, like, the international cast and the movies in English, and the director is from Turkey, and previous movies of his are on Turkish language. So can you tell us a little bit about your character, or actually maybe even better, how did you get a role?
So I got the invitation to do the audition from my agent, and then when I knew that it was Semih Kaplanoglu and I liked his films, I like his Yusuf trilogy, so I was happy to do it, and then I got a call back and I went to Istanbul, did an audition there with him, and then they invited me to do it. And the process of filming was also really interesting. It was very specific and something that I didn't do. I've never done that kind of preparation, which was, so I had to prepare a lot, reading about Sufism, religion, Islam, and also working in a in genetic laboratories for some time, because my character is geneticist who turned into, let's say, Sufi. So I had to cover both worlds in preparations, and also it's a mysterious character, someone who the main character is looking for. We don't know who he is, and only when he meets him, he sees who he is. So director didn't want anybody from the cast and the crew to know who I am. So when I came on set, they were hiding me, and in my trailer it was written Cemil Akman and not my name. It was written Do Not Enter. So it was a veil of mystery, I think, around me that he wanted to create around me and my character. And also Jean-Marc and I were not allowed to speak to each other. And first time that he saw me was in the scene.
So it was really something new, something different for you, even that you did some really big movies that won really, really big awards around here in Bosnia?
Yes, it was a new... I mean, I like to have very different preparations, and I like to work with different directors. So every time is different, but this one was really particular and special, I think.
So... A few years ago, there was Jasmin Lajvanić's movie On the Road. Now here is The Grain. And there's also first Bosnian animated movie, Birds Like Us. And they all have those religious moments, Sufi moments a bit. Can you tell us something about that, like you choosing those characters?
I think those characters chose me, and those directors chose me for this, like, spiritual roles. I don't know why, and it's very it's interesting because I myself I'm not religious, and I'm invited a lot to play these religious roles, which is something I don't know what they see in me that fits the characters, but I like spirituality a lot, and I consider myself spiritual person, not religious but spiritual. So yeah, maybe that's the reason as well. And yeah, they all have Islam basically in common, or forms of Islam. So one is Salafi movement, but two others are Sufi, and those are worlds that for preparations I needed a lot of time to get into, to read as much books as I can and to speak to as much people as I can about it.
So, but during here in festival, like, you're really, really busy. There are three movies, like I said, The Grain, The Birds Like Us, and also there's The Man Don't Cry, right? And you are also here, the mentor for the actors and directors on Talent Sarajevo Press. So can you tell us a little bit about that? So a busy schedule?
Yes, so... For those three films, I have to do yes, interviews, introductions, and that's, I mean, that it's fun, a little bit exhausting. And for Talent Sarajevo, this is the second time that I'm invited to do it, and I enjoy it. A lot of talented people. We didn't have much time, but I think we did a lot in times that we have.
Can you tell us a little bit something about the process or some of the talents?
Yeah, so what we were doing is one short class workshop for directors on working with actors, to be very specific and to name their aim and what they want from actors very specifically. And we went through practicing the verbs and practicing on how to get short instructions for your actors. And with actors, I did acting in front of the camera, so a lot of close-ups, tips on how to prepare for an audition, what to do at the audition, how to use your mistakes, how to act in a close-up, and how to change your performance and react really fast on different directors' instructions.
So 10, 15 years ago, when you were starting your career with movies and everything, were there like things like talents and something like that? Or how you started? Do you have any suggestions to the actors? What's the best thing to do? Or can we actually say that there's one thing that is good for everyone?
Not for everyone. I think everybody has their own path, but some things are good for everybody. And I think to work a lot and to use as many chances as you can. For example, I was part of first Talent Campus in Sarajevo. So first year of Talent Campus, I was part of it. And I still remember it. I still remember all the master classes that I went through and all the workshops. It stayed in my head. And I would always suggest to search for knowledge, go for any kind of workshops, Talent Sarajevo, Talent Campus, Berlin, wherever you can, whichever festival. Just meet different people, see different approaches to acting and to your art, and be thirsty for knowledge, I'd say.
So that's about it. Thank you for your time, Ermin.
Thanks a lot.
This is Arman Fatic for Fred FM, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.